From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Leaders of the G20 countries meeting in Toronto promised to cut their budget deficits in half within the next 3 years. NPR Scott Horsley reports President Obama insists the U.S. can meet that target without sacrificing short-term efforts to boost job growth.
President Obama endorsed the G20's deficit-cutting goals, but warned that with the global economic recovery still fragile, governments can't all drop their stimulus efforts, or, in his words, head for the exits at once. For all the talk of discord among G20 members, some of whom want more stimulus and others more deficit cutting, Mr. Obama said the global leaders are in broad agreement on a coordinated approach to the world economy.
But as we've proven repeatedly over the past 18 months, our nations can and have come together through the G20. To build on the foundation of our shared interests.
At a post-summit news conference, Mr. Obama welcomed China's stated willingness to allow its currency to appreciate, but he said he'll be watching for significant movement in the currency in the coming months. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Toronto.
Authorities say more than 600 protesters were arrested at the G20 summit this weekend. Police raided a university building and corralled more demonstrators Sunday in hopes of curbing further violence. Yesterday, young protesters went on a rampage through the city, smashing windows of McDonald's and other corporate chains. They also torched police cars. President Obama says too many people are focused on the withdrawal date for American troops from Afghanistan. He says he's concentrating on making sure the mission there is a success. The president's remarks came at the end of the summit. Confirmation hearings begin for Mr. Obama's second Supreme Court nominee tomorrow. NPR's Ari Shapiro says if confirmed, Elena Kagan will be the youngest justice and the third woman to sit on the high court.
Since her nomination, Elena Kagan has received far less attention than other news stories, such as the BP oil spill or Afghanistan. But she could serve on the Supreme Court for decades, and her impact could be one of President Obama's longest legacies. Part of the reason there has not been more attention paid to her is that no dramatic smoking gun has emerged to derail her nomination. The Clinton Presidential Library released hundreds of thousands of pages related to her work at the White House in the 1990s. Those documents showed a politically savvy operative with sharp elbows, but no massive revelations. Republicans plan to ask whether Kagan can set aside her political experience to be an impartial judge. Democrats will use the venue to criticize some of the Supreme Court's most recent sweeping conservative decisions. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
One of the Republicans troubled by Kagan's decision to limit military recruiting while dean of Harvard Law School is Arizona Senator John McCain.
I want to watch the hearings and let the process go forward, but it is very disturbing.
McCain told NBC's Meet the Press he is not decided yet whether to support or oppose Kagan's nomination. This is NPR News. A man was killed after a severe storm rolled through an eastern Michigan campground. Sheriff Tim Donilon says a 75-year-old James Anderson of Mount Clemens was killed at the Fort Trott Family Campground in St. Clair County.
It upended a number of trailers throughout the campground and caused a tremendous amount of destruction. We have one fatality and four injuries.
It is not clear exactly how Anderson died. In Colorado, firefighters are bracing for more hot and windy weather as they battle a growing blaze in Rocky Mountain National Park. Kirk Siegler, member station KUNC, has the story.
The fire is burning through tinder dry forest and steep terrain on Rocky Mountain National Park's northeastern side near the town of Estes Park, about 70 miles north of Denver. Fire crews are trying to keep the blaze from spreading north toward a small village with several structures. Thick smoke and haze has hampered efforts. Some backcountry campers were advised to leave, and some trails and one road are closed, but most of the park remains open. The fire is believed to have been caused by lightning. Meanwhile, another large fire at the Great Sand Dunes National Park in southern Colorado continues to burn. Crews there are hoping to fully contain it, though, before another bout of hot and dry weather moves into the state. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Siegler in Denver.
Former two-term Texas Governor Dolph Briscoe has died. Briscoe presided over Texas during its oil and gas boom years before losing his seat in a stunning upset in 1978. A family spokesperson says Briscoe had been in the hospital since January in poor health and returned home in recent days. The Democratic governor often was praised by his friends and supporters as someone you could trust. Dolph Briscoe was 87. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.